Ladies and gentlemen, the President, I am very much thankful to you that you are eager to hear about what Krishna wants to speak. Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and latest Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and before that, other acharyas like Vyasadeva, Narada, Asita, Devala, and before that, the original acharya, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, everyone accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. We are searching after whether there is God or there is no God. If there is God, what is the nature? What is the form? Whether he is person or in person. There are so many questions. And to solve all these questions, the God himself descends and speaks about himself, and that speaking is his Bhagavad Gita. God is speaking about himself personally, personally present, so you can know him, you can see him, what he is, what is his function. Just to mitigate all our doubts, God is present here. And Krishna says in the beginning of the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how you can understand God without any doubt and incomplete. That is spoken by God himself. Maya sattva mana prastha yugam jinjana madasa asamsayam samagrama yasa gyasasi tachino. My dear Partha Arjuna, in order to know me, God, asamsa, without any doubt, and samagram, meaning completeness, as you can know me, I am personally speaking to you. That means, if you want to know God, you can know him when he explains himself. Otherwise, you cannot speculate. God is unlimited, and your speculative power is needed. But you cannot understand God without the mercy of God. That is the verdict of the Vedic literature. it is very easy to understand. Suppose here is a big man, rich man, learned man. He wants to know about. So you cannot understand him by speculation. He may be of this standard, he may be like this, he may have so much money. You suggest, another friend suggests. In this way, the study of a particular man is not complete. But if the same person kindly speaks and explains about himself, that, sir, I am like this. My position is like this. I have got so much bank balance. So that is the way. This is the way of understanding. It is called descending process. And there is another process which is called ascending process. In Sanskrit it is called Arohopantha, Avarohopantha. Arohopantha. You want to go to know about the sun planet or any other, just like they are trying. They are trying to go there, Mars planet, moon planet, by rising on the sky, by their aeroplanes, put links. But they have not been able to understand what is the position of these planets. This is called Arohopantha. But if somebody comes from this planet and explains everything, then you know it very easily. Similarly, God has come to explain himself. We'll find in the Bhagavad Gita this Bhagavad Gita is recorded in the greater Indian history, Mahabharata. Mahabharata means greater India or greater Bharat. Greater Bharat means the whole planet was formerly Bharatvarsha. Now it is cut into pieces. Recently, we have got experience that Pakistan was also India. Now it is cut out. Similarly, this Bharat, Bharat means, Bharatvarsha means the Sapta Samudra, Sapta Dvipa. The Sapta Dvipa still accepted the North America, South America, Asia, Africa, Australia, and this way. There are Sapta Dvipa islands. So that is Bharat. Now it is cut off under different circumstances, and the capital was this New Delhi or Hastinapur. And the kings, emperors were the Pandavas family. So this is the history of greater India. That is called Mahabharata. So Mahabharata, in the Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita is set up, and the writer of Mahabharata is Vyasadeva himself, and therefore, the recorder of the speech what Krishna said in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he's also Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva, you find in the Bhagavad Gita, he says everywhere, Bhagavan Uvasa. He never says that I am writing. He says Bhagavan Uvasa. That is my Rosa praise Bhagavad Gita. Then you understand Bhagavan without any doubt and in completeness. Asamsang samatrama yathakasati tatsi. It is very easy. If you simply concentrate your mind on Krishna, samayi mana Krishna padaravinda, as Maharaj Ambarish did, and many other great personalities did, Arjuna did, now we are concerned with Arjuna and Krishna. Krishna is speaking, and Arjuna is here. So, what is the situation? The situation is that the Kurus and the Pandavas assembled together on a great battlefield. It is not battlefield, Kurukshetra, it is Dharmakshetra. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveda, Jujutsava, Mamata, Pandava, Seva, King, Abhurvata, Sanjaya. This is the question by Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was the father of the Kurus, and the Pandavas were the five brothers, the sons of the younger brother of Dhritarashtra, Maharaj Pandu. But Dhritarashtra was blind, born blind. Actually, he was to inherit the eldest son of the family, but on account of his blindness, the throne was given to his younger brother, Pandu. So, the sons of Pandu is known as Pandavas, and the sons of Dhritarashtra are known as Kurus or Dhritarashtra. So, after all politics, it is always very intriguing in all times. So, Dhritarashtra was very sorry that he could not become the emperor. At least his son should be, because he was blind, that's all. But his sons are not blind. So, naturally, father wants. So this is the whole history of Mahabharata, intriguing politics, and ultimately there was fight between the two parties, Kurus and the Pandavas, to decide by logic, by morality and other things, everything failed. Then there was declaration of war. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken in that war field. Krishna was engaged as the chariot driver of the chariot of Arjuna. And while the chariot was brought in the battlefield between the two groups of soldiers, Srinaya Rubhaya Mate Rathasthapaya Meyachuda. Arjuna requested, my dear Krishna, Krishna was his friend, and Krishna was family-wise related, both with the Kurus and Pandavas. Krishna's father and the Pandava's mother, they were real brother and sister. In this way, there are family relationships. And Krishna therefore denied to take part in the actual fighting. The whole world was divided. Some of them joined this party, some of them joined that party. Just like it actually happens when there is big war, even nowadays, all the nations, they make a group. Some of them form one group, another. Some of them form another group. It's exactly the same thing was done. Now, Krishna was the chariot, but when the chariot was brought in front of the two soldiers' party, Arjuna became a little bit disturbed that I have to fight on the other side. They are my brothers, they are my nephews, they are my gurus, Dronacharya, and then my grandfather, Bhishma Dev. So what kind of fight is this? That I have to fight with my friends and relatives and family members? So he hesitated. Krishna, what kind of fight this is? They are not my enemies, they are all family members. So I am not interested in this fight. So he practically decided not to fight. And Krishna said that, what is this? Nonsense. You are a military man and you have come to fight here, and you are my friend and my relative also. And if you decide not to fight, what people will say? This is the beginning. Then, after some arguments, Arjuna thought it wise that actually I am a military man and I have come to fight the decision that I shall fight. Now, what I am trying to do to avoid this fighting, actually it is not my business. I am deviating from my duty. Therefore, kind of this tatpanna dosa, kind of,
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Yes. So Arjuna understood his weakness, his weak point. Therefore, he said to Krishna that tatpanna dosa apahata svabhava. Tatpanna, this word comes from kripan. Kripan. Kripan, this word. Is known practically everyone. Kripanata means miser. A person who has got enough resources, but if he does not use it properly, he is called a kripan. Miser. And the opposite word of kripan is udar or liberal. So there are two words, kripana. So Arjuna said, tatpanna dosa. I know I can fight. I am quite competent, military person. But I am not using my resources. Therefore, it is tatpanna dosha, apahata sabhava. Sabhava means naturally a military man, a kshatriya, is very bold enough to fight. That is one of the qualifications of a military man. Yuddhe cha palayanam. Shodhya bhiga tega, yuddhe cha palayanam. These are the symptoms of kshatriya. You never go away from fighting. When there is challenge, fighting, a kshatriya will never deny yuddhe cha palayanam. So when kshatriya, especially a kshatriya like Arjuna, is the best military man of that age, and he was denying to fight, so he could understand his weakness. He said, katpanna dhruva apahata sabhava. Now naturally I should fight, but on account of my crippled decision or miserly decision, I am perplexed. So, Krishna, he knew Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you, what is that? Shishasteham, aham te shisha. I just become your disciple. And you just educate me. Please enlighten me. This is the position. Before that, Krishna and Arjuna, they were talking like friends. Friends means argument. We can go on arguing for days together, but there is no decision. There is friendly talk. But when there is talk between a master and disciple, there is no question of arguing. The disciple has to accept what is ordered by the master. So, Krishna is accepted guru or the spiritual master, and Arjuna says, Shishasriham Sadhiman Prapanna. Prapannam means that I am surrendered. I don't think myself on equal level with you. The spiritual master and the disciple, they cannot be on the equal level. Therefore, it is, the spiritual master is called guru. Guru means him. Just like in the scale, we put something this side, something that side. The thing which is weighty, that goes down. Similarly, guru is supposed to be weighty than the shishya. So Krishna begins to speak when he is accepted as guru. Otherwise, he does not speak. Now our subject matter is, let Krishna speak for himself. So we have to accept Krishna as the supreme authority, then his speaking will be useful for us. Otherwise, if we think that Krishna is on the equal level, he is also a historical personality, and his education and my education equal, and so on, so on. So long we think like that, then we cannot hear or understand Krishna. But if we take the position of Arjuna, Shishasteham Sadhiman Prapannam, then Krishna will speak to the disciple like Arjuna, and everything will be clear. So the point is, Bhagavad Gita is well known all over the world. Not now, because we are preaching Bhagavad Gita through this Krishna consciousness movement, and millions of people are interested. We have got so many books. The calculation is already submitted. They are accepting this Krishna consciousness movement through literature and big scholars, professors, librarians. They are purchasing our books very nicely. The total collection daily is 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees. So now this Krishna movement is being appreciated all over the world. Unfortunately, although Bhagavad Gita is spoken in this land of Bharatvarsha, near your Chandigarh, the Kurukshetra, we do not allow Krishna to speak. This is our misfortune. Krishna spoke these words of Bhagavad Gita. Many scholars, many so-called saintly persons, they have misinterpreted the words of Bhagavad Gita. They did not allow to speak Krishna. They wanted to speak on behalf of Krishna. Not on behalf of Krishna, I'm sorry. They wanted to speak about themselves. If one speaks on behalf of Krishna, he is guru. But if one manufactures some idea from the words of Krishna by misinterpretation and does not allow Krishna to speak, it is a great dangerous position. That has become actually the fact in India. Otherwise, such a big culture, complete culture, from the Bhagavad Gita, any question he can raise, the answer is there. Political, social, religious, philosophical, cultural, anywhere you study Bhagavad Gita, the complete answer is there. Therefore, our request is that let Krishna speak for himself. Don't try to misinterpret the words of Krishna or the words in the Bhagavad Gita. That is spoiled. Just like in the beginning, it is said, dharma khetre kuru khetre samavita judushava mamaka pandava saiva kim apurvata sandeya. Now, this Kurukshetra, everyone knows, there is a place, Kurukshetra, from time immemorial, in the Vedic literature, it is mentioned about Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is dharma mahasaya. Go to Kurukshetra and perform ritualistic ceremonies there. This is dharma kshetra. So how you can interpret Kurukshetra as a body? What is the dictionary? And what is the necessity of interpreting like that? There is no necessity. Interpretation is required when the meaning is not clear. But if the meaning is clear, why should you interpret it? Unnecessary. There is malinterpretation. And that is going on. Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But somebody says he is fictitious, there was no fight like Kurukshetra, there is no such person as Krishna, and Krishna is a person from the black aborigines, so on, so on. So many interpretations. So what is the benefit? The benefit is that we have lost our daily culture. This is the benefit. Therefore, our request is this Krishna consciousness movement is specially meant for this purpose, that do not try to be overlord of Krishna. Don't speak anything manifested by you on the plea of Krishna speaking. If you want to speak something, good or nonsense, you can speak. Everyone has got freedom to speak about his philosophy, about his thesis. But why through Krishna? Why through Bhagavad Gita? This is our protest. Let Krishna speak himself as he is and as he wants. Why should you speak by man interpretation? And that is the practice now, that everyone can interpret Bhagavad Gita as he likes. Then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Can you interpret the law given by the government in your own way? That is not possible. Similarly, if Krishna is accepted, actually. Find out this verse. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Puri Pavittam Paramam Bhava.
Arjuna said, you are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading Jesus. All the great sages, such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa, proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
So, the student of Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna says, Shishya Sriham Sadhimam Prapantam, after hearing Bhagavad Gita in detail, he accepted Krishna as Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavittam Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shastram Adhyam. So one may say that this is a friendly talk. So Arjuna accepted Krishna as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as a friend he accepted. Because Krishna says, Aham Madhivhiri Vara, Aham Sarvatsa Prabhava, Matta Sarvan Prabhattate, Iti Matya Vanante Mana Buddha Bhava Samantita. So, Arjuna accepted. Yes, you are Parabrahma. Brahma and Parabrahma. We are living entities. We are also Brahma. But we are not Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigra. Anadi Dadi Govinda. Sarvaparanatar. Yuti Chansakala Pungsa. Krishna Su Bhagavan. These are the verdicts of the Vedic literature. Here it is also repeated by Arjuna that not that after hearing you, I accept you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a Brahma, but formally Asita, Narada, Vyasa, they also accepted it. Then next verse.
Salvare tadratam manye yamlan vadati keshava nahite bhagavan yaktyam vidva deva nadalava.
So, I accept all your inner strata. What is again? Read it. Sarvamayitamritanamandri. This is actual student of Bhagavad Gita. Not that the portion which I like, I accept, and the portion I do not like, I reject. This is nonsense. If you want to become the student of Bhagavad Gita, if you want to derive some benefit out of it, then you should be like Uddhu, like this. He says, Sarvamayitamritanamandri. Whatever I didn't say, I accept it. Ritam means truth. Not that I am accepting, but previous to me. What is next line?
Sarvamayitamritanamandri.
Then? Because your personality cannot be understood even by the demigods, what to speak of ordinary human being. And Krishna says that avajananti manamura manasintunvasita parangvaham avajan. Mura, those who derive at Krishna that he is an ordinary human being, such person is condemned here as mura. Mura means ass. Avajananti mana mura, manasintana maskata. Because he does not know parambhavam, what is the background of Krishna. So similarly, there are many passages. Anyone who does not understand Krishna, and yet at the same time he declares himself as the student of Bhagavad Gita, as the scholar of Bhagavad Gita, then he is misleading himself and misleading his followers. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita and everyone. Bhagavad Gita has to be understood. And the fourth chapter we find out. Imam vivasati yogam prattavanahamabhayam vivasanamanovesprahu manuikhatavibravi evam parampara praptam imam rajasayobhi. This is parampara. The truth of Bhagavad Gita was first spoken to the Son God, and he spoke to his son, to Manu, Vaivasvata Mano, and Vaivasvata Mano spoke to his son, Ikhatu, and Krishna says, evam parampara praptam imam rajasayogi. Rajasa. This philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, it is meant for the Rajarshi, not for the lower class. Rajas, king at the same time, same people. Even Rajarshayobhi. Krishna does not say that ordinary scholar or so-called philosopher can understand. Only the Rajarshayobhi. So Arjuna is one of the Rajas. So he understood Krishna. He says, Parabrahma Paramudham. So we have to accept this parampara system. If we take Bhagavad Gita seriously, then we should follow the footprints of Arjuna as he understood. He accepted Krishna as the Parabrahma. So what is spoken by Parabrahma, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, how we can interpret these words and squeeze out some meaning and mislead myself and mislead others. This is not good. Sāvāt viṣṭhāṁsātnas moment is trying to rectify this mistake. Bhagavad Gita is the most authorized scripture in the Vedic literature. Vedic literature means it is not spoken by any ordinary human being. Apaurusha means this literature, Vedic literature, is spoken directly by the Supreme Person or Lord. So it was instructed through Brahma, not Brahma. Tini Brahma Rida Adikavai. Janmadrasya Jata. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. These are the Vedanta philosophy. Beginning. The Vedanta philosophy begins with the word Athata Brahma Jignasa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. The human life is not meant for any other purpose. That is the distinction between a dog's life and a human being's life. A dog cannot inquire about Brahma. That is not possible. But a human being can inquire about Brahma. Therefore, his life is meant for Brahma Jignasa, about Brahma. So, if we accept these aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra is supposed to be the most authorized, summary, cream of all the Vedas. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaisya sarvai ahamiva vedyam. Vedanta vid, Vedanta kritya aham. So if we accept these words of Krishna, then we become actually Vedanta. Without understanding these things, as spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, is the summarized Vedanta, a daily philosophy, because in this age, Kali Yuga, we are not very advanced. About us, it is described in the Shastra. Munna sumanna matayo munnu bhagda upadhuta. Prayana alpa ayasa kalavasmingilejana. In this age, Kali Yuga, we are living not very long time. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life will be reduced so much gradually that if a person lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered a grand old man. That day is coming. Now we have got practical experience. Our grandfather, our father lived for so many years, but we are not living for so many years. Our sons will not live so many years. In this way, the duration of life, the memory, the mercifulness, the bodily strength, everything will be reduced. This is already foretold in the Shastra. So, therefore, in this age, we are all short-living, manna, very slow, or bad, and sumandhumato. Everyone has got an obnoxious opinion about philosophy, about the goal of life. Mandavadya. Unfortunate. This description, if we try to describe, it will take long time. The shortcut description is there. Mandas mandamatayo mandavadya upadhuta. At the same time, disturbed, always. This material world means always disturbed condition. But in this age, Kali Yuga, the disturbance is more and more. So under the circumstances, it is out of Krishna's kindness that making Arjuna as a target of his instructor, Bhagavad Gita, he has given us this valuable instruction. We should accept it as it is. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any man interpretation. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is, it is very difficult. And so far as Brahma Jignasa, the Krishna begins with this aphorism of Brahma Jignasa. When Arjuna submitted to Arjuna, as Krishna, that I am your now disciple, there is no need of friendly talks. You can give me instruction seriously because I am surrendered to you act to give me the real instruction. So the first instruction was, as soon as Arjuna submitted, because unless you submit, it is useless to talk, because he is not here. Therefore, to accept an authority is submission, first thing. Unless you submit, people think to yourself that you are a very good scholar, very learned scholar, and very good philosopher. You don't require any instruction from Guru. Then there is no possibility. The first thing is Krishna instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasneena sivaya. If you want to know this substance, then the first thing is that you must be submissive, pranipa, pratishtha rupena nipa, phala. Therefore, the system is the disciple falls flat before the spiritual master. That is the etiquette, pranipate. If you think that you know better than Krishna, or Krishna's representative, the Guru, there is no necessity of accepting Guru. Do not keep a Guru as a pet dog. No. You must be submissive. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasneena sevaya. This is what? That's Krishna. That is example given by Arjuna. Sheshaktiham sadhumam prapanna. This prapanna is the path. So, when Arjuna submitted, then Krishna spoke. This first speaking was that asachanana suchastam prajnavadan subhasa. Gatasun, agatasun, cha nanu suchanti pandita. Arjuna, you are talking with me, of course, you are my friend on equal level. You are talking just like a very learned man. You have read in the Bhagavad Gita, he submitted his proposition, how can I kill the other side? They are my brothers and the brothers are dead. My sister-in-law is a widow and they will be polluted and they will be varnasanka. And so these things are facts. But Krishna says that you are simply taking calculation of the body. But you have no spiritual calculation. The life is meant for spiritual understanding. But you have no such understanding, you have no such knowledge, and still you are speaking. You are talking like a very learned man. But you are, my dear friend, you are not learned. He said in a different way. Agatasun. Vatasun, agatasun, sir. Nanusosansi pandita. Because this body, you are thinking in terms of bodily relationship. But a pandit, a learned scholar, actually he is learned scholar, when he does not lament for this body, either alive or dead. This is the first instance. This body is already dead. It is matter, dead matter. But you should try to understand the living spirit within this body. The next verse he says that Dehi Rasminde Thadehi Kaumar Jovanandara Tatha Jehantara Prati Dhira Satanamayati. This is knowledge, beginning of knowledge. Try to understand about the soul, the part of Parabrahma, the spark of Parabrahma, the spirit soul, that is within this body. So you are lamenting on this body, but you have no information of the active principle within the body. So, nānu sūcati pandita. So this is not the statement of a pandit. In other way, he friend, or as he said, that this kind of things it never happens in the case of a Pandita. That means, my dear friend, you are a Pandita. You are not Pandita. One who does not know about the spirit soul, he is not a Pandita. Dhirasvaktana Vangyati. This transmigration of the soul, just like you, condoled one, that Krishna says, Dhirasvaktana Vangyati. Yes, he is not dead. He is he has transmigrated to another body. He's not dead. That is the Nahannate Hannavani Sarire. This is in the Satan of Krishna. That don't think that because the body is annihilated, therefore the person is annihilated. No. Najayate Vam Yate Vatadati. That soul never takes birth, never dies. Nitta Sasatayam Nahannati Hannavani. This is the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. There are so many students of Bhagavad Gita, but because they are not actually Pandita, they do not take account of the simple thing, how the soul transmigrates from one body to another. This is the question. Therefore, we should not continue to remain a Pandita, non-sutant Pandita, and lament. So long we are not Pandita, our business is to lament and to hang on. And we lament what is lost, and we hang on what is not in our position. This is material disease. So, when you understand that Aham Brahmasmi, that hint is given by Krishna, that Asinde Dehina, the proprietor of the body is there, Asminde. An account of presence of the proprietor of the body is changing. Dehina Asminde Tha Dehi Kaumara Jovana Jara. The Kaumara, the childhood, the boyhood, the youthhood, these changes of body is taking place on account of presence of the Dehina. There is just education all over the world. There is no such education. But there is knowledge. This is Bhagavad Gita. We don't take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, there is no such education. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. Atma understand Brahma. So, everything is very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And you have got a nice graph. So, I will request you to discuss on the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, without any man interpretation. Then it will be beneficial for your class. Because Chanakya Pandit, you have heard the name of Chanakya Pandit, in New Delhi, there is a Chanakya Puri. He was a great politician, very learned scholar, Brahmana, and great moralist also. He has instructed about this Brahma knowledge in various ways. Our point is that we should not spoil this life. We should utilize every moment of our life very properly. This Chanakya Pandit I am referring because he has given very good instruction. How to utilize our life? He says, Aisha chanaya kopi nalabha sanna poti hi sa chetinattha kananita tanuha nistatuhita. We are calculating of loss and gain. Chanakya Pandit says that even one moment of our life, if it is lost, then he cannot get it back even by paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. One moment of this day, if it is lost, you cannot get it back by paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. The similar, so if he did moments of your life is spent uselessly, then how much loss you are suffering to just be married. Therefore, our request is that we have got this valuable life, human form of life, bhavushambhavanti. After many, many births in the evolutionary process, now we should try to understand what is Brahma. Atata Brahma Jigyasa. Don't spoil it otherwise. And that's Brahma, Jigyasa, and answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannata. Bhagavad Gita instruction is given just to bring you back to Brahma consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Not this bodily consciousness. Bodily consciousness is there in the dog, in the cat. So that is a very glorification. We should come to the Brahma consciousness, then Brahma Bhuta Prasannata, then you'll be jubilant. Brahma Bhuta Prasannata, Sasochati Natakati, Samasarvesu Bhuti. And when you come to that platform of understanding Brahma, then there is question of Sama, Samata. Samasarvesu Bhuti. And on that stage, you can attain the Parabhakti or devotional life to the Supreme Personality of God. So that is our Parmananda. We are trying to bring people to that state of Parabhakti. That Parabhakti is achievable by the simple method, as Krishna said, Mayasatvamana prātva yoga janjan malāsraya asaṁsayam samās brahma jathāda. Unless you understand Krishna, why should you surrender unto me? Prabhupti begins when you surrender. So that takes place in the darkness of bodily consciousness of life that is condemned in the basic saiva koka krishnātva vajji kunapeti kāsa. If you keep ourselves on the bodily concept of life, and then we are defeated. This is the Bhadika Vishastra. Parabhavasthava sabodhujāva jāvanna jikyāsa tāsasattva. So long you are not inquisitive about your Brahma identification, among Brahma's name, then whatever you are doing, that is defeat, that is not advancement. So, with these words, I shall request you that in your class, you cultivate this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and utilize the time fully and just try to make your life successful. Thank you very much for your time.